Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman in for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The city of Chicago and eight other local governments are suing the Trump administration over restrictions placed on federal emergency grants. The lawsuit alleges unlawful conditions were placed on Department of Homeland Security and Federal Emergency Management Agency grants. The new conditions require the city to certify they do not operate, quote, programs that advance or promote DEI, DEIA, or discriminatory equity ideology in order to receive the grants. In a statement, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says, quote, Chicago will not stand by while the federal government weaponizes emergency funding to attack our values, end quote. The city says the new restrictions place tens of millions of dollars in funding on the line. Places of worship continue to be on high alert as federal immigration enforcement escalates in the Chicago area. A panel of faith leaders joined WBEZ's In the Loop to explain how they're helping both their congregations and their neighbors make sense of it all. Reverend Sierra Bates Chamberlain is the executive director of Live Free Illinois. She says it's important for religious leaders to speak up about the injustices happening in their communities.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a lot of emotions, and so it does help when the faith leaders are out on the ground trying to support those who are out protesting and who are trying to lift up that righteous anger that they have.
Imam Tariq El Amin told In the Loop it's also important to amplify the efforts of organizations like the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, who are ensuring that there's help for separated families. Jury selection has begun in the first-degree murder trial of a former Illinois sheriff's deputy in the death of Sonya Massey. Sean Grayson faces a first-degree murder charge for fatally shooting Massey, a 36-year-old black woman who had mental health problems in her Springfield home after she called 911 for help. Massey died July 6, 2024. She was unarmed, but a confrontation with Grayson over her removing a pan of hot water from the stove prompted him to shoot her. The 31-year-old Grayson had problems in past law enforcement jobs, and critics questioned why he was hired. The trial was moved to Peoria because of pretrial publicity. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams says he needs to learn from yesterday's game against the New Orleans Saints. The Bears won 26-14, but Williams only completed 15 of 26 passes for 172 yards and an interception. He credits the Bears' defensive performance for the win, saying the team is putting points on the board by coming together.
The offensive line, pushes us through. DeAndre Swift and the backs push us through for 200 plus yards on ground. And so it's being able to find ways to win is what we've been able to do. And we're going to keep doing that.
Yesterday's win was the fourth straight victory for the Bears, who haven't won four in a row since 2018. They'll face the Baltimore Ravens on the road this Sunday. You're listening to The Rundown. Last week, WBEZ reported on approximately $22 million the Chicago Housing Authority paid to three companies with close ties to a CHA board commissioner. Since then, we've learned two of those three insiders have faced accusations from the CHA's inspector general. WBEZ investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos joined Claire Lane to talk about what he found.
So we were here exactly 1 week ago, you and I, talking about the CHA commissioner, that's Deborah Parker, and all that money her loved ones have made at the Housing Authority. So now you've broken another story about this new IG report. What's the latest?
Well, we reported recently that the IG was nosing around these companies connected to Commissioner Parker. And last week, the Inspector General, Catherine Richards, publicly detailed at least some of her findings. She did not name names in her report, but our CHA sources confirmed she was referring to the commissioner's sister and daughter, and it is not pretty for them in this report. Her sister's company is accused of repeatedly overbilling on construction work. The IG says those proposals she gave the CHA were, quote, exorbitant and inflated to the tune of more than $175,000. In one case, they say the contractor tried to charge the CHA for a 30-foot countertop, but the job was only 6 feet.
So they say they caught the commissioner's sister trying to overcharge them. What did the CHA do about it?
So the CHA staff confronted her about these bills, and the IG says that Angela Parker became hostile and intimidating and condescending towards staff. and threatened the staff that she would take her case to the CHA board. And that's the very board whose members, of course, include her sister, Deborah Parker. So if a contractor overcharged you at a project on your house, let's say, Claire, you might fire them and never hire them again, right? But this is the CHA, and even though the inspector general said that the agency could cancel the contract or even ban Angela Parker from doing business with them if they saw fit, the CHA let her off with a warning letter.
And you said in your story that nobody was returning your calls, but then it seems that you had sort of a run-in with the last CHA board meeting with Angela Parker, who was there. So what happened?
Yeah, this was right before the IG report came out last Wednesday. I'm covering the meeting, and it's not unusual for subjects of stories like this to get upset. In this case, as I was approaching the commissioners at the end of the meeting, Angela Parker was standing by the board members, including her sister. And after I introduced myself, she actually grabbed my mic, which you can hear in this clip.
No, don't mic.
Don't touch my equipment.
Okay.
You can't touch my stuff.
Okay, don't put it
this
in
close.
My face. You're trying to talk, but you're trying to record me.
That's what I do. I'm recording.
Okay, I need to know I'm being recorded.
You're being recorded. I'm wearing this.
Okay, I don't want to be recorded, though.
Well, then don't talk to me.
So, of course, everyone's welcome to give us their opinion of our work, but please don't touch the equipment. What Angela Parker was saying before she grabbed my microphone was that she felt that our coverage was unfair because the commissioners don't decide who does all that work that she got. But the facts are that Angela Parker's company has been paid more than $15 million by the CHA, and that 90% of that is since her sister joined the board.
So you also reported about a daughter of Commissioner Parker who also has contracts at the CHA, and she also is in trouble with the IG. What's the status with that?
Yeah, that's Lovey Diggs. She's a daughter of Commissioner Parker. She also has a company that's been paid about $1 million from the CHA, according to the records we have. But she hasn't been as lucky as her aunt who got the warning letter, because Lovey Diggs is facing the possibility of being banned from doing business from the CHA. Both the IG and the administration at the CHA are pushing for that because she was arrested a couple years ago and charged with identity theft. She told us she did not commit identity theft, but she did enter a plea to a lesser misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct, so that what they call a permanent debarment is pending.
That's WBEZ investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos. He has even more on this story. You can follow the numbers along with him at WBEZ.org or in our newspaper, the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks, Dan.
Have a great day.
Showers likely late overnight with a low around 48 degrees. Tuesday looks breezy with a chance of showers in the afternoon with a high 56. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.